podcast, the Midweek Muscle Podcast, starts now.
Hey, good people, this is Jay-Z bringing you your dose of the Midweek Muscle. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whenever you're deciding to listen into this podcast. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being here, and thank you for offering your listening ear. I know that out of the many different things you could choose to listen to, you having your ears in on this one is very striking to me, and it really is felt, and I appreciate that, and I respect that, and I love you guys for that, because again, I wouldn't have the energy to keep going at this if it weren't for you. So thank you for joining in. Good people, like, I was trying to prepare content for this week and I was running out of ideas. Has it ever happened to you? You're just running dry. And I told you, just, you know, starting even into last year, or coming out of last year rather, I was struggling with, just excessive fatigue. And then I learned that I really was having issues, like health issues. And so on the journey and on the path to get that right, like, I've not really been feeling very much like myself. And again, I share all of these things to give a little light, one, to what's going on with me, because we're community here. So you guys can have that sense of what's going on, but two, to let you know, even the most driven people, even the most, the people who you identify as like go-getters and doers and participators and whateverers, you know, whether to fill in the label, they still go through things too, and things in which they have to deal with an unfortunate circumstance, or they have to manage their health care, or whatever that looks like. I'm not exempt. And so by sharing what is happening with me, just because I'm going through something doesn't mean that my ambition stops, or that my goals or the things that I'm trying to do stop. It's just that I have to reprioritize where it falls in the list of things to care for. And right now, health and wellness has to percolate up to the top for me, because I want to continue to do these things with you, even if that means podcasting or dropping the small dose like I did this morning. Hope you were able to check that out. If not, I'm sorry. But, you know, again, things happen in our lives where we have to reprioritize. And that's okay. But we don't want it to take you out of the game. We don't want your zest for life to be lost in the path of reprioritizing. And it blows when you have to do that. But there is hope available when you can work on managing that stressor or managing that health issue, so that you can feel good enough to go after it when there's an opportunity to. And so again, I running out of ideas. I've just been stale the last few months or weeks, and it is really been impacting my ability to prepare. So long story short, I was didn't have an idea for what the big idea this week could be, and then boom. Life gets life in, and parenting steps in. And then I said, you know what? It has to do with the big ideas for this week have to do with the lessons or the harsh talking to that I'm delivering to my son. And so I figured this morning we could take a little story time, because, you know, who doesn't love a little story time, and extract the lessons from the story. And I think that sounds pretty good. What do you think? But before we get into story time, I've got some good news. And some kind of, you know, like some first happening too, believe it or not. One, yesterday, y'all, I was in Taekwondo. Like, I don't know if you've been keeping up with this update, but I'm a purple belt now. Like, I would love so much to be in that black belt. So I'm a purple belt now. And for the first time yesterday, I sparred. I was fighting a black belt. Now, the man was a little bit older and not as he wasn't throwing a whole bunch of kicks and oppressing me, but he was so swift in landing his attacks. And I was doing my best to block and move. I was so winded, y'all. I'm so sore today. I landed a couple of combos. He was like, nice. So I think that's really good. So there's that. And then I tried an air fryer for the first time. I tried French fries. That came out bland. I could use some tips. I don't quite know how to use it because I like cooking with fresh foods. And I'm trying something new, seeing how it works or if I like it. And, you know, French fries, they came out okay, but they're a little bit stale. So, you know, there's that. Or not stale, but bland. Yeah, that's better. Bland. And y'all, hello. I told you I was in a rut the last few weeks. Who forgot to remind me that the Olympics was coming this year? I'm so geeked. I like Olympic fever. Yes. If you go back to episode, what are we? We're in season 7. If you go back to season 5, I'm Olympics everything. So holler at me. I love the Olympics. So y'all know what's going to be coming soon. And then if you're into Politico, Super Tuesday was yesterday. And some of the learnings that we have from Super Tuesday is that Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, is now the Republican nominee and will be headed into election season. So prepare yourselves, right? What are we preparing ourselves for? Going into a political season, blast it with all sorts of things. It's going to be negative messages, negative news, all these like things happening. The world is going through its worldly thing. Media is going to be all over it. So prepare your television sets for what's getting ready to interrupt your favorite TV shows going into November and even thereafter. So if you need a place to get away, I'm just telling you, you can come here, right? So I like to say that every week we'll be here for you. But again, that decision is an announcement is soon to come. So thank you for those who have been encouraging my spirit on that. And again, good people, we will wait and see. But we'll go ahead and get to story time. When we jump into this for the culture trivia, that's right. For the culture trivia.
For the culture trivia!
Also, before we get ready to start, shout out to Women's History Month. Like, let's be out here making history. Like, let's be out here being represented. Yes, I'll take it. All right, let's go. What is the highest pitch in a singing choir? What is the smallest state in the United States of America? What is a doe? Name the big clock in London. And how many wings does a bee have? Lock your answers in now. Okay, not too bad, right? We just got started. Easy peasy, right? So what is the highest pitch in a singing choir? If you answered soprano, you'd be correct. Hope you were tracking with what that question was asking. What's the smallest state in the United States of America? If you thought Rhode Island, some of you may have even thought Connecticut. Or even Delaware. But apparently it's Rhode Island. Who knew? What is a doe? You know, like the Sound of Music, a female deer, Ray, a drop of golden sun. No, okay, stop already. Sorry, I hit the mic. What is the name of the big clock in London if you answered Big Ben? Not Westminster Abbey, but Big Ben. You'd be correct. And then how many wings does a bee have? 4. You'd be correct. So I am excited that these were short, quick, but there are a couple of ones that I was like, wait a minute, wait, is that right? So again, good job. Thanks for tracking in. Did you get all 5? Hope you did. And let's go ahead and jump into what we have for you today, right? What do you think? Okay, so here's a story. So, you know, I have a teenager now. And yeah, I know, I don't even, stop. You're giving me all the compliments. I know I don't look like I should have a teenager, but I do, y'all, I do. Okay. So anyways, my teenager, you know, the hormonal uptick, the hormonal swing is something important for you to know about teenagers if you have teenagers around you or if you're working with them. And remember, I did this for quite a few years and worked alongside folks who still work with young people. And one thing you have to know about their brains and their body and their development is that they're growing rapidly. Like their brains are firing off and growing neurons, not as fast as a newborn, but still faster than you, adult. And one part of the brain that is just hyperactive right now is the limbic system of the brain, the system that controls like impulse, feel good, emotional like assessments. Like these are the things in their brains that are like just growing rapidly. So developmentally though, the value that they're placing is not, they still have it in home and the places they call home, but they value the assessment from their friends first. So you have this mixture of the brain is growing rapidly and developing rapidly, and the limbic system is in its like hyperactive state right now because that's what's like saturating their minds right now. The feel good, I just want to do the things that feel good, and I don't want to do any of the other things. Like that's the part of the brain that's like, yo, if there's any space for me to take up, I'm taking it, right? And then, of course, you have that mixed with, I value what my friends think over what my loving, caring family thinks. So never mind what you saying, family member that I love so much, you, exclamation point, but also dot, dot, dot. I'm gonna still go with my friends because that's who I'm trying to impress. That's where, that's what it is for me, right? So that's what our young people are going through, and my teen is not exempt. And so here we go. You ready? I cannot tell you how many times with this young man that I have told him, do your work for school, not just do it, but do it when you don't feel like you have to do it. Because when test time comes around, you're going to wish you had paid more attention. Now, in my household, I try not to make it about grades because your grades don't give you value. You are already valuable. However, your effort has to, you have to put in effort if you want to see a different grade, right? And so I try to make the language around that. And it is slow. It's a slower process than like saying, I'll beat you, I'll whoop you, whatever. So I try to talk them through that process. And so we just went through exams and they were hit or miss. Okay, so let's re-strategize. Let's make a new set of goals for this last trimester of studies, right? And, you know, so this is already on his heart. Okay. Then he looks at himself in the mirror and goes, I think I want to, cut my hair, Mom. And I said, okay, no problem. Is that what you want to do? He said, yeah, I think so. And he also says, it's because I'm also tired of my dad telling me that, you know, my hair looks bad or it needs to be combed or whatever. I said, well, because you need to comb your hair. You do. I don't think you look bad, but you do need to do something with it. So again, he's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to cut it off and start fresh because I have a different look that I'm trying to achieve. I said, okay, all right. Gets his hair cut. I think he looks absolutely adorable. I just love his face. But I can understand what he's going through. He got a new haircut and he comes in and I was like, do you like it? It looks really good. He's like, yeah, but yeah. I said, okay, buddy, well, you know, tell me what's going on through your heart. He said, well, I don't know. As soon as I got my haircut, I was talking to my friends. They took a screenshot and now they're flaming me in the group chat. They're glazing me so bad. Okay, time out. What is flaming? What is glazing? Flaming is when they're making fun. Glazing is when they are I don't know, some of the language that some of the youth use is just, is, I don't even know. It's glazing is like putting someone on a pedestal, essentially, but also roasting them at the same time. Okay, so I guess, time in. Okay, so he said, they're flaming me in the group chat. They're glazing so bad. And I said, okay. So I took his phone and I looked at the group chat. And he wasn't kidding. They were going in on his haircut. But I'm like, how did all this even start? He says, well, I was talking to one of my friends on FaceTime and they took a screenshot and dropped it in the group chat. I said, oh, okay. You may want to tell your friend that that's not cool. Like, they might like you, but that wasn't a cool move. And they're only going to learn if you tell them. He was like, okay, cool. And so I followed up with him not too long after that. And he said, yeah, I told him we weren't friends no more. So I could tell that, you know, whatever was happening in that group chat was really getting to him. So then he goes to school the next day. And I said, how'd it go today? And he was like, I'm trying to get my riz up, but they still going in. They were going in on me so bad, Mom. They were glazing so bad. And it kind of got to me and I just kind of fell back because I can't go after the whole school. I don't know how to roast that good. And I said, okay. I'm sad and I'm sorry that, you know, that was your experience, but you said you wanted your haircut and that's what you followed through with. And he was like, yeah, I know, but I didn't think it would be this bad. I'm like, it's not bad. It's not bad. They're just not used to seeing it because we spent the last 3 years growing it out. Like, it's just new. And then he proceeds to tell me, like, yeah, my dad was making fun of me too about it. And I was like, okay, you can't tell me anymore, right? Because now I'm frustrated. But moving along in the story, he ultimately ends up telling me about how another friend of his came up and said, now you know how it feels. And that was when the pin dropped, right? Especially for me, when I'm thinking about his story and how not to be a fixer, but just to listen. And so that's where the big ideas come up for me for this week in extracting the lessons here. And this was specifically how I talked to him, or I spoke to him too. You know, we've been toying around with this idea of him cutting his hair for, you know, a couple months now. And he said, you know, leading up to him officially making the decision, he said, I'm just tired of people hating on the way it looks. Like, why is everybody going after my hair? I said, you know, sometimes, buddy, people poke at the things that they want to help you with, to help you groom. But maybe they just, I don't know, people have different ways of showing that they care about how you present yourself to others. But what's most important is how you feel you're presenting yourself towards others. And he was like, yeah. So when he finally made the decision to cut his hair, it then came to this conversation for me. And these are the three lessons that I'm getting to. Number one, doing things for others, for the sake of others, as opposed to doing things for yourself, for the sake of yourself. Number two, gaining humility and developing empathy. And then three, owning your decisions and walking in your skin. So we'll start with number one. Doing things for others for the sake of others, as opposed to doing things for yourself for the sake of yourself. Okay. So I don't know what ultimately drove my son to cut his hair, but I know that there were a few things that he was trying to do. He's trying to achieve a certain look. He is dealing with a battle, with his parent on what right looks like for him. Parent, dad wants heavy influence of him to have a nice, sharp, clean cut. But my son's desire is to have a haircut that he feels like is authentically him, and they're not lining up. So he cut his hair in hopes that it would, one, gain alignment with a parent, with his parent, with his father, and two, that it would help him achieve his looks. However, he did that under the pretense that he wasn't going to get made fun of. And so now that he's done the haircut and he's being made fun of by the person who he was gaining alignment with, it now doesn't feel so good, right, to him, right? And I know that you can frown, but this happens a lot. It happens in so many families and so many cultures. It happens, right? So I'm not like worked up or mad, but here's the thing. Here's the learning lesson is when you do things for the sake of others, because that's where you want to gain alignment, you will always find that it may not work out the way that you want it to, because you cannot control their reactions to the things you do once you do them, especially if it's for their sake. You have to be willing to, when you're making personal decisions like that, do it for the sake of yourself. And knowing that you'll be authentic to yourself so that you can be your best self for others, regardless of if they flame you or glaze you or make fun or whatever, because you've done that on your accord. You've done that. You've made that decision on your terms, not on theirs. And I think that's a valuable life lesson for many of the things that we do. We can maybe have professions that are in the helping industry, but if I only go to help because I'm doing it, because I think it's going to gain me favorability with others, I might find myself wildly disappointed. I have to do things for the sake of others if I feel convicted, if that is where my gifting lies, if that is what I've been called to do, then go impart to others. But to do it for the sake of others, you may find that you're not going to get the response that you thought you were going to get. And if you do get the response you think you're going to get, it may be short-lived. Like, this is how we can have folks that are like bringing up older, well, what about that one thing I did for you? And they want it to last for the rest of your lifetime. And you're like, I mean, you held open the door. Thanks. Right? I thought I was supposed to get, you know, your phone number. Or I thought we were going to talk more. We did. We talked a little bit. Or, you know, whatever that looks like, right? And I think sometimes folks do that in hopes that it will gain favorability. And then when disappointment settles in, it's like, why did I even do that? Because you chose to do it for the sake of others and maybe not on your own accord or feeling strongly convicted to do it for yourself. Because if you did, that would be a decision you could own, right? Otherwise, that outcome is a mere consequence. And none of us want to just be out here just receiving consequences, right? So then the next thing that I thought of was number two, developing humility and developing empathy, right? So one of my son's friends came up to him and said, now you know how it feels. And I was like, wait, pause. Now you know. Hold on. When you're making fun of other people for other things, and I know that's something culturally that just happens. Do I like it? Not for real. But does it happen? Sure. So I said, I caution any young person that comes over to my house or has a sleepover or spends a night or hangs out with us, I always tell them, hey, watch your words. Your words are free. How you use them will cost you, right? And I got that from a good colleague of mine, and I thought that was so dope. So I'm going to leave that little gem with you right here. But further, developing humility, being in the shoes of being made fun of, my son is gaining an understanding of what it feels like not to be the primary or the dominant person that's making fun. So if that was a dose of his own medicine, he for sure got it, right? And I said, listen to what your friends are telling you. They're telling you that you make them feel bad sometimes. They just don't always want to tell you that in person. So they feel like the best way to do that is to come back at you with a roast and then letting you know how it feels. So then I pause. Where in your life is someone trying to tell you something and maybe they're not super clear? Okay, we get it. But where might they be trying to tell you something where you've neglected to sort of receive it because maybe they weren't as clear and maybe they didn't open their mouths to tell you? Might we be able to develop a little humility by saying, life is throwing me handles right now. Life is throwing life at me right now. And now I truly understand what it means to like be in a position that is difficult to work out of. That's happened to me recently where I'm like, you know, I'm in this state of in my mood where I can't seem to shift out of this gear where I'm in first gear and my brain is just not clicking to go into second gear or third gear, or even fourth gear where I feel joy. And when people share that with me, I truly have a soft heart for it, but I never knew how it felt until this season where my health issues were out of whack and still getting better, right? So again, where might that area in your life be where humility has to be doled out in order for you to develop empathy? Then the third idea for this week that people, and I'll round it to a close, is owning your decisions and walking in your skin. Once a decision is made, like a haircut, hair is off. You can't reattach it. you can't get a do-over on that. So it's done. The decision is done. You can't go back. You can't undo it. You can't redo it. It's done, right? And now it's history because it's in your past. It's not the present anymore. Now is the time to be accountable to that decision and own it. After the decision is made, you still have to walk in your skin, good people. Is that feeling good? Is that feeling confident? Or is that feeling like, oh, I should have rethought that? I encourage you that when it's time to make decisions, take up another ear or another set of eyes or another set of something before you make the decision. One, so it can assure you, you can find reassurance in that decision, and or two, you can arrive at another perspective on how to prepare yourself for what's to come. When you make hasty decisions, it's likely that you're unaware of what your outcomes may be. And so when we're thinking about that, when you make a decision, own it. You will find that if you run from that decision or if you try to hide from it, it will follow you like a little puppy. Like a little puppy or a little kitty cat is going to follow you, or a little baby is going to follow you. Own it. Take up your rod, take up your staff, walk with it. This development can help create a sense of foundation. If these are the decisions that I am willing to make and I am willing to own them, then how do I walk in my skin afterward? If I'm not feeling too comfortable, then maybe I need to consider rethinking through some of the decisions, right? And I know it's easier said than done, good people, which is why it's like, sometimes you just have to go through the experience in order for you to declare what you will do or what you won't do. But further, I hope what you will do is consider how some of these things can work out in many different areas of life, even if you already know them. So those are all the nuggets that I have for today. Now check this out. We're approaching Listen, the birthday is coming up. We've got a birthday coming up. And again, I still need good vibes. I still need good prayers. I'm still considering some big things. Even as I think of owning the decision and walking in it, I am actively consulting with other people to see like, okay, what does next look like in this next season? And so I can afford some uplifting and some prayers and some like pushing and coaching in this arena too. And I thank you for all of the love and support that you've given me. So good people, I thank you for tuning in this week. I thank you for making it a great week. And as always, let's go.